you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show, Roger Amore. He is the owner-operator of Coaching with Amore. It's a life coaching company, and he's helping the people of British Columbia up in Canada with all sorts of things. And we're going to find out exactly what his business is all about. So without any further ado, let's welcome to the show Roger Amore. Welcome, my friend.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Amore, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, Coaching with Amore, and what exactly you're doing to kind of help the people of British Columbia?
Okay, well, my business is based around life coaching. And what life coaching is basically it provides a reflection of how you look at your life and how you look at the situations you're in. It empowers people to make a change, transformation.
In essence, are you helping these people kind of see and get to their better selves?
Exactly, yes. Get to their true essence, who they really are. Because a lot of us, you know, the way we react to things, it's called an automatic way of being. And it's something that we've, over a long period of time, learned that's how we handle specific problems.
Right.
It's our automatic way of being, but it's not really our true essence. It's kind of a way we protect ourselves, a survival mechanism.
I was going to say, would you say kind of like a defense mechanism type of deal?
Yes, exactly.
Do you find with your clients, I'm not sure, we'll get into that in a minute, about your demographics and who you're actually serving, but do you find that your clients, are these people who are kind of stuck in an industry and kind of want to make a change, or are these people who are happy in their industry, they just hate the company that they work for?
Generally, they're people that are successful, that right. are happy,
yeah.
and they want to go to the next level.
I see. So they're right. stuck in their actual, so they love their career, they love the company, it's just they're stuck at a certain position, stuck at a certain pay base, and they want to kind of move up the ladder a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. And that's their perception of how to get ahead. They've told themselves, I can't go any further. And that's where coaching comes in.
And what do you help these people see? How do you get them from feeling, I would imagine that most of these people who come to you feel stuck or helpless in the fact that they can't kind of get to that next level. Maybe they've been in a certain job for 2 or 3 years and they're just having trouble with it. Now, how do you go about helping them get out of that funk?
Well, the key to it is discovering what the real issue is. And, you know, almost 100% of the time, it's not the horrible job that they don't like, that they have to go to every day. It's something that's triggering that feeling.
Right.
And that's what our work does. It digs deep down to find out, where did this feeling come from?
Now,
and
I was going to say, and of course you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like what you're saying is, do you think that some of these folks, the biggest issue that they're having is themselves?
Oh, exactly. 100%.
So it's an internal thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It all starts with you. I mean, it's your perception of how the world views you.
Right.
And it's wrong. It's always wrong.
Right, yeah. So you have this certain perception of yourself and the world kind of has a different perception. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Exactly. The world sees your true essence. People that don't know you, that haven't talked to you, the minute they look at you, they have an impression on you. And you know, that's the thing they call first impression. But it's really your true essence. That's all they can see because you can't hide that. But you've learned to mask it in the way you act and the words you say over the years.
So how, I'm trying to think of how to word this question. So again, if somebody, like if I'm a client of yours, for example, and let's just say I've been at a job maybe 4 years, I've made some small strides. Maybe I got a promotion or two, maybe I got a bonus, but I'm just not where I want to be. Maybe I wanted that big director promotion that I didn't get. How can somebody open up into a way that they can kind of jump out of their own bodies and kind of, you know, push themselves along to get to that next level?
Well, we would look at what's in your way, first of all.
Right.
What is it that has you believing that you can't get to that level? What is it that brought you to me in order to help you get to that level? And I try and show you that you are capable of doing this on your own. You just need the support.
And that's where you come in. You're the support. You're the support system that's just to get them over the hump.
Yeah, exactly. And it's to recognize what I try to do is get them to recognize what is in their way and the fact that it's just in their mind. It's not actually in their way. It's just their perception of their abilities.
Now, Roger, I'm curious if you can give us a little insight into some of your sessions. Like, in a sense, what I'm trying to get at is, do you get a sense when you're working with these people, for instance, when they do finally get to that aha moment where they realize that it's all in their heads? Explain the relief or the excitement that they get when they realize that they can do these things. These things that they want to do are accomplishable.
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. It's the word I hear the most is, oh my God, I didn't know that. It feels really cool when you help somebody through a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And they know it. They know what they need to do. It's just something that's telling them that they can't. And they believe that over the years.
So
simple as that.
A client coming in, it's not necessarily that you're trying to get these people to change their lives, so to speak. You're just trying to get them where they want to be in life. So they may come to you, and I'm getting a sense now, a strong sense, that most of your clients probably come to you and they already have an idea of where they want to be, maybe what they missed out on and where they want their life to be at this certain point. So it's not that you're changing them. It's just you're trying to help them realize that these things that they want are attainable. They're not like impossible.
Exactly. They, like I said, I start with what's in your way. You know, what does it feel like? What would it look like to you to have the successful life you want? And then they explain to me exactly what would make them happy. And I ask them what's in the way of that. You know, first thing they'll say is, well, I don't know. And right after that comes a whole bunch of answers.
So they do know.
They do know. They definitely know. It's just that survival mechanism.
Right.
It's trying to keep them in that comfort zone.
Right. Which, you
and
know,
that comfort zone is what you know. What you don't know is the uncomfortable part. And the success they want is what they don't know.
Roger, we got to end the show in just about a minute. But quickly, how did you get involved in life coaching?
Well, I needed a coach. I had a really bad car accident.
Right.
And I had been working in the oil fields in Alberta all my life, 24 days on, 4 days off.
Wow.
And that accident stopped me dead in my tracks. And that got me really down on myself. You know, I felt like I wasn't a man. I felt like I couldn't provide. I was not one of the people that liked to ask for help.
Right.
And I took on some coaching and it was amazing. It was so clear that this was all in my head. This is not a reality. I was doing this to myself.
And Roger, in a sense, guess what? You're now coaching yourself. And in a sense, you having that horrible experience with the car accident gave you the opportunity to work with a coach yourself. And now it sounds like you found a new career path.
I did. And I love it. It's quite fulfilling. I love helping people through breakthroughs because I know how it feels.
Now, before we end the show quickly, do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that, where people can find your coaching services?
Yeah, I am on Facebook at Coaching with Amour.
And for those out there listening, it's Amour, A-M-O-U-R, and Roger is obviously
R-O-G-E-R.
R-O-G-E-R. So again, Roger spelled just like you would spell Roger. Amour spelled A-M-O-U-R. Search him up on Facebook. Roger Amour, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your life experiences and giving us a little insight on, hey, guess what? You can change.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.